Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, ladies and gentlemen. And we got a lot today, but I just want everybody to know right now at the top of the show, you're playing for something extraordinary.
What?
Because, Al, everybody wants to be first. You always want to be first, right?
Yep.
And I have been receiving for the last 2 days a deluge of emails calling me a lapdog for Howie Roseman, the GM of the Eagles.
Hmm.
So today I'm going to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
On our show a couple of days ago, during what I thought was an extremely informative interview.
Yeah.
At one point, Howie got very excited about Devontae Smith, as are we.
Yes.
And he said, man, he can't wait until he looks out into Lincoln Financial Field, where all the seats will be full this fall, Al. I guarantee you that. They're all going to be full. I'm getting to that in a second. And he wants to see a sea of number sixes.
Yep.
But you know what, Al? There's no sea yet. Because they're not out until enter Ava Graham of the WIP Morning Show. Ava's what you call a go-getter, Al. And she heard Howie and she heard me. And what happened, Ava? What did you do?
So we got a Devontae Smith jersey for
the
you.
First
to...
one. The first one. It's the first one. No one has it. No.
Ava?
Yeah, it's the first one.
It's the first one.
Ava.
Yes.
If somebody listening right now has it, call me, and I will admit I'm a liar.
Okay.
He was drafted last Thursday night. It's not even a week.
Somebody has a knockoff.
No, a knockoff doesn't
count in the standings.
No, this comes out from the official Eagles Pro Shop.
There you go.
Hello.
Now that's
yours is a cheap one. It's a bootleg, and it doesn't count in the standings.
Yeah, it's spelled wrong.
Stick it.
Spelled wrong.
So we got, you know what, Al? I guarantee you they got it wrong. Devontae is not an easy name to spell. There's an extra capital. There's an A in there and an E in there. And I oftentimes, Rhea, will get the E where the A is supposed to be and the A where the E is supposed to be. Yeah. Sometimes I forget to make a bigger V.
Me too.
There's a lot going on there.
Sounds like a Catholic grade school diagram of a sentence.
I just hope this jersey doesn't just say Smith on the back end.
I think it might say, did his college one say D. Smith?
No, I don't want D. Sure. Smith. When you have a cool name like Devontae, get it out there. You don't even need the Smith.
Yeah,
everybody's name Smith.
Yeah, he'll be known by his first name.
But anyway, bottom line, you're going to win this today. How do you do it? Well, two things have happened now that came together beautifully. One is today is a major anniversary in television.
Ah.
What is it, the anniversary
of?
It's
the anniversary of the Friends finale. It was this date in 2004.
All right, so Al, 17 years ago, they're already preparing some sort of a reunion thing.
Yeah.
But 17 years ago, it got a mega number. The people had viewing parties, Friends.
Yeah.
First of all, Friends sucked.
Oh.
Still does, all right? In fact, none of the six people featured in that sitcom, Al, were really that talented, right? No, really. The only one that became famous was Jennifer Aniston, and she played the same character in every movie except one.
Horrible Bosses,
That's
right?
That's the only
she
one.
She was great in that.
She was. But every other one, you know who she played, Rhea?
The
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Well, it's the same character as Rachel with the hairstyle, all that stuff.
She's a multimillionaire. I ain't mad at her.
Oh, and she's very attractive.
Yes, she is.
The movie The Breakup, if you would enjoy seeing her in all of her splendor, she is there with Vince Vaughn. Yeah, in fact, Ava Graham was watching that with her boyfriend. I'm sorry, her husband.
Yeah,
married now.
Boyfriend
get the two
was
guys
the other day.
Confused yeah. Up. Yeah. And what did your husband say about it?
About
when he saw Jennifer naked down the corridor down there.
Okay,
what
so
did he say?
He was saying the best thing about that scene is the fact that the date that comes to the house gets wooed by Vince Vaughn and not Jennifer Aniston to play video games.
Video game. All right, I would have your husband checked out because the best thing about it was Jennifer Aniston. Buck naked.
Yeah.
Just saying. Well, here's what we're doing today, because that was most people think that's a great sitcom.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
I don't think so.
In fact, overnight, John Johnson announced that he stopped watching an unwatchable Sixers game to watch a rerun of a sitcom.
Really?
I don't want to even name it because that's one of the best.
Yeah, that's with good one. And also, what kind of stirred this was Spike Eskin put this out, our boss. If you had to spend the rest of your life in the world on one sitcom, which one would you pick?
Okay,
and
well, we could do it that way too.
Oh, look at this.
Don't name any names.
I will not name any names,
because,
but it had me thinking. Just so you know,
right?
I think sitcom. I always think basic cable. That is incorrect. A sitcom is a situational comedy.
I got you. Don't worry. The people know what that is.
Okay.
And Al, it is just our good luck that we happen to have access to a television historian.
Oh, yes. Who?
Me. I'm the judge.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm the judge today, and I will judge accordingly.
Yeah, best sitcoms.
So jump on now. Best sitcom wins Devontae Smith. First jersey in history, at least the official one.
Yeah.
We also got three other prizes, Boston Market gift card to Macdo's Brewing Company, and an Eagles t-shirt.
Gotcha.
All available to you. And I want to start the show a little bit different than normal today. All right, let me start the show with the best thing that happened in sports yesterday, because it's not that often it happens.
What happened?
And Joe, if you would, please, this is the best thing that happened.
Double play depth on the infield for Milwaukee. 0-1 the count. And the pitch swung on, hit high in the air, deep right field. Garcia back, track, wall, grand slam, Didi Gregorius. Fourth homer of the season for Didi Gregorius. It's a grand slam, and the Phillies with a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning.
Our first five batters, Sal, 5-0.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was a great start.
Next six batters struck out.
Yep. It didn't go as well.
I'm going to get
that.
To that later in the hour. Al, is that baseball today or not?
Yeah, it's baseball. Baseball's at a point now. Oh, God.
But here's the thing I want to know about it. There were 10,000 people in attendance last night.
Right.
This will soon not be the case.
No.
Everything is opening back up. Everyone is setting dates now.
Except us.
For the state of Pennsylvania, Al, the actual date now is Memorial Day. That weekend, everything will be reopened, full capacity, or most capacity in most places.
Yeah.
Not the city, though, because Dr. Thomas Farley is overseeing that. And I guess you could say he's a little slow. But anyway, Al, but here's the thing.
Yo.
Who caught the ball? That's a grand slam ball.
Yeah, you know what?
Somebody got it. Is there anybody even up there? It was way up.
That's funny. My daughter got a ball the night before.
She did.
And it was because the ball lands and then
rolls.
There's no.
No, I understand. But
there.
Your daughter got a ball. You did not even announce it on the show yesterday.
Whose was it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Rhea, do me a favor.
No.
Please,
no.
Come in. One slap. Just one. Well, you're allowed one now.
I got a picture of the
one
ball. But
no,
I don't
need
it.
I know what a ball looks like. I would like to know who hit the ball.
I don't know that.
And did she catch it in the air?
No, I told you. No, that's what happened.
It rolled.
Now. Yeah, because there's nobody there.
Right.
And you can't go, like, it just happened to hit in front.
Could we actually get the ball? Because we might get more from it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the ball itself. Ow, she's your daughter.
Yeah.
You talked to her enough to know she got a ball.
Yeah, she sent a picture.
Find out who hit it, what it meant.
She didn't even talk to you, did she?
Anyway,
she sent you a text.
No.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem with communication. It's all done in text. You got no info. All right. Now, let me get, though, to some of this other stuff going on. So here's what we know right now today. That in New York, and we got Ricky Ricardo coming up at 8 o'clock, the Yankees and the Mets are offering free tickets to fans who get vaccinated.
Right.
All right? And that now they're at a point in the vaccination process where they have to get you to do it. So they're offering you stuff.
How about Jersey? The shot for a shot?
Shot for a shot and
shot
a beer.
Shot for a shot? You got beer.
Get a shot, you get a free beer.
You get a free beer for the brewery.
That's going to work better than the
ticket.
I know that's going to work better than the ticket. All right. And the NFL announced yesterday.
Yeah.
There's nothing more valuable than a ticket to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
They're offering 50 tickets to the Super Bowl to people who are vaccinated. They got some contests going on. But it's for they're doing it for vaccination.
Yeah, and the coach at Penn State went on the record yesterday and said, go get vaccinated so we have 100,000 people in the stands.
So this is the perfect time to see who was hurt the most by what happened over the last 14 months in Philadelphia sports. All right, Al? So I'm going to start right here with the Sixers because right after Rudy Gobert smeared his hands all over the mics, two Sixers got the COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, 14 months later, I'm still irritated?
Yeah.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I know lots of people that got it. I know a lot of athletes that got it. I know a lot of celebrities that got it. Tom Hanks got it right around this time, at the very beginning, Al.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to know who those guys were?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Why?
HIPAA.
Well, yeah.
No, forget HIPAA. I think you know by now, laws don't impress me.
I understand that.
All right? When are we going to find that out?
You're not, I guess, unless somebody wants
The irony of it is, even though they were hit first by it, the Sixers were affected the least of our four teams by what happened, all right? The team that I think was affected the most, and you could answer this better than me, Al, is the Flyers.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Flyers lost six players over a two-week period, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
February 7th.
Yeah.
They at the time, Al, they were 8-3-2. And they were seen as a contender to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
They are no longer that, if you have not been paying attention. Al, since then, they have lost 25 of 40 games.
Yeah.
Did the COVID ruin their season? Six players.
It didn't help. But
shut it down for over a week. No games at all where they came back, depleted roster. Did it kill them?
No.
It did not.
They want to, if you want to, it did hurt them, but that league got wiped out by it, so they were just all kind of whacked.
All right, let me try the Eagles then, because this one's even more interesting. So the Eagles start training camp.
Yep.
And just as they start, Doug Peterson gets it. Al, this set into motion the most improbable year you will ever see a coach have. As a result, I don't know if it 1 + 1 = 2. Doug gets the virus.
Yeah.
The Eagles start with a horrendous loss in Washington. They never really recovered.
Yeah.
They never recovered from that.
They were ahead in that game, right?
So here's no, they never recovered from losing the opener against the putrid team.
No.
That putrid team went on to win the division.
Yes.
So I ask you, Al, Rhea. Did Doug getting the virus at the beginning of training camp begin the spiral that led to four wins and his firing?
It didn't help him at all.
That's not the question.
Well, it started it.
It really did. They really paid a price. The Flyers really paid a price right now.
Their biggest price was they have a coach that is very good at practice.
Right.
And they couldn't practice during COVID.
Yeah. You know what else is amazing? I got Doug when he talked about this. Listen to Doug Peterson. When he, Al, back then, this is August. He's totally confident that everything's going to be fine. Listen.
And listen, I know this virus affects people differently. And I'm very respectful and mindful of that. And I also want everybody to know that I'm, listen, I feel great. Energy level's high. And really no symptoms whatsoever. What I need to learn taking away from this is obviously we need to protect ourselves when we're in the community. away from the building, continue to wash our hands, wear our masks, do the social distancing that medical teams and doctors have prescribed.
You know what's amazing? He knows nothing about what awaits him.
No.
Oh,
over the next 6 months,
yeah,
he will have a horrendous season, mm-hmm. take a tie against the Bengals, and get fired.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That man, Al, felt job security and everything. He had the COVID. Never even had a sniffle.
No.
Never had any symptoms. Season ruined, right?
Yeah.
And the Phillies 3 weeks ago lost players.
Yeah.
Matt Moore came back last night under very bizarre conditions. I can't believe they put him in that game out. One-run game, he had to play in 18 days.
Yeah.
Part of the reason was COVID protocol.
Yep.
So put him in, he got away with it. So who's the biggest loser here? The Eagles? The Flyers? This is amazing the way it worked out.
Well, I guess also the Flyers, you look at that whole thing that went on. We're talking a year here, right?
Yep.
You're talking about playoffs in a bubble.
Yep.
It's how your home court is gone, your home ice is terrible.
I still don't think the NBA's recovered. The product is awful right now.
Oh, no, the NBA just got stinks. I think the NBA got affected more than
brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal what happened. All right, Al, to me, though, the biggest victim of the COVID in this city is not a sports figure, although he was related to it, Dr. Thomas Farley.
Mm-hmm.
You got, again, read the Philly Bag story. You can't believe the
that
reaction I got.
That story is remarkable.
That he is still employed, that Dr. Farley is still the health commissioner of this city is amazing.
Disinterested.
Al. Right. Do you want to hear what he said as recently as March 21st? If anyone can tell me what the hell this even means, could you please explain to me? Here's Farley out with some new regulations. Listen.
Outdoors, the state's limits say that the maximum use is 15%. If the maximum occupancy is fewer than 2,000 seats, it's 10% if it's 2,000 to 10,000 seats, and it's 5% if it's more than 10,000 seats. And there's an absolute limit for outdoor gatherings of 2,500 people.
What?
All right, Al, I have one quest in life right now, mm-hmm. to get him fired. What? And I get a lot of emails. You really want to fire people? In his case, 100%. Yes, I do. Mm. So, Al, Dr. Thomas Farley.
Yeah. He's done one of the worst jobs. He was the one telling people not to get the young people to wait to get vaccinated, let the old people. I'm like, what are you, crazy? We got to get everybody vaccinated. And now we're in a situation, even now, everybody's opening up around you. Does this make any sense that you could tell people to travel 5 minutes the other way to go somewhere to come back to the city? It's crazy.
Joe, that wasn't bad. I like the old Al better. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks ago, Al Morgani, on his own segment, went completely berserk. You don't even remember this.
No.
You got to look on your face of confusion.
Why?
This is what Al said about your health commissioner 2 weeks ago.
This Farley guy, this the director of health or whatever he is, I cannot believe that the man went out yesterday and told people of underage whatever, maybe they should wait to take the vaccine and give other people a chance to get it, older people. Why don't you have a news conference where you shake your head and we can hear the rocks, okay? Why don't you have that? You dope. You want as many people getting vaccinated as possible, young people, and go get jobs, so they can sit and wait, and then you're telling people who maybe don't want to get a vaccine, oh, it's not so bad, you're only going to get sick. Are you a complete imbecile? Don't listen to this moron tell you to wait. If you want to get vaccinated. Jeez Louise.
I like the old Al better. Are you with me?
I'm in favor of that. Let's just keep replaying it.
And by the way, when are the Phillies going to offer free tickets for vaccinations? Why are we always behind now? Is it that damn Farley guy? I think it is.
Yeah.
He needs to be fired, people.
The state's limits say that the maximum.
All right, shut up. 15%. No one understands you. You're a ridiculous bureaucrat. Call him a moron again now. Look, Al doesn't want to even say that.
Al doesn't like to do anything after 6 a.m. when people are listening.
Al is what you call, he throws his hardest fastballs in the bullpen. Kathleen is on the line to kick us off today. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Mr. Angelo. Good morning, team.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing great. I'm listening to my favorite radio station and my favorite show of the 24/7 hours.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that, Kathleen. Right now, I'm very unhappy about the COVID, what it did to sports for 14 months, and I want our health commissioner fired. Are you with me?
100%. 100%.
See, here's the thing. I asked for the firing, and the caller laughed.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
It was a giggle.
That's a giggle. All right, Kat, let's talk Bills. What did you see last night?
Well, I didn't watch it on TV. I listened to it on the radio on 94.1.
That's a good idea.
And I was so thrilled with D.D. Gregorius' grand slam. I was like, yes, yes. Right.
Did you turn it off at that point?
No.
Well, because the Phillies' offense did.
They were done.
They did nothing else. And then it was basically, can we hang on for eight innings with a bullpen that stinks to begin with and is depleted as well?
When it got to five, they put JoJo in. He was just about to get out of it. He didn't. And I went, oh, this is going to be painful. And it was.
No,
and they
hold
won.
On, Rhea. I got to say this. Joe Girardi has big ones, all right? Because if you're putting Matt Moore in a one-run game, and the last time he pitched was 18 days ago, and he sucked that day. Yeah. That is taking a major risk, and it worked.
Yeah,
and they got through it, and they won, and everybody's happy today.
Oh,
right, Kev?
Were eligible was great.
Right, but listen, I love what Larry Anderson says.
What did he say?
You know, he's saying it's never easy, is it?
No, it's never easy.
Wow.
You are, Kat, you are one of the sweetest, nicest people. You woke up this morning all happy. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Kathleen, you get the first chance to win the first ever Devontae Smith Eagles jersey.
I need
a great sitcom.
Okay. Now, I'm old school.
That's fine. I am too. I'm old.
All right. There was a TV show called SCTV, Second City
Television. Oh.
Okay? And guess who was in it? John Candy, Catherine O'Hara, Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, Rick Moranis, Martin Short, Dave Thomas. And I'm sure I'm forgetting people. But it launched, like, all kind. They all wound up being great stars.
Absolutely.
That.
Have you seen Schitt's Creek?
Is that on cable? Because I don't have cable.
All right,
streams, right?
It's pretty much everywhere now. Now it is, I think, our regular. It stars Levy and the woman.
And Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara. And I'm going to tell you, they're still great 40 years later.
Eugene Levy is amazing.
But isn't his son in it, too?
Yes.
His son is in it, too, and he's terrific.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they wrote it together.
Kathleen, I'm telling you, that's the next thing you got to say. But yes, SCTV is a great one. And we are off and running. Now, you could argue it's not a sitcom.
Yeah, it's a comedy.
It's more like a Saturday Night Live
type
thing.
That was like a skit. Yeah.
But I'm giving it credit by way of the fact that it had skits in it that was sitcom-y.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, whatever. You really stretched that because you like Catherine.
100% what happened.
I just wanted to make sure, and that's okay.
Kathleen, you didn't have to listen to the other game. You don't have to listen to the other show. You're probably not going to win. Oh. 2-on-5. But see,
well, we'd like her to listen.
I would
she
like her to listen, but what
show.
I'm saying right now is I'm trying to be honest and fair and nice at the same time.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We come back. I will take you through the amazing start of a baseball game last night.
Wow.
First five batters, incredible. Second six batters, horrendous. WIP Sports Time, 622.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.